Meditation. The scripture portion is taken from Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 2 verses 1 to 11. Let us read verse 5. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Son, your sins are forgiven. Let us pray. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious time which you have given our life. Lord, we are going to meditate your word. Help to understand what you speak to us through your word. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God and Redeemer. Amen. This is the incident is recorded in all the synoptic gospels. The healing of the paralytic took place in Capernaum. Matthew calls it Jesus' own city. Jesus saw their faith and he said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven." Thereafter, he restores him to health. People usually think that Jesus saw only the faith of those who brought the paralytic. Actually, there is no reason to think that the paralytic did not have faith. If he was able to understand the words of Jesus, he must have been aware of all that he had been going on, including the troubles of his friends took in getting him to Jesus. So, unless he too believed, he would have objected to going through such embarrassment. Most modern commentators include the faith of the paralytic in their faith. It was an act of collective faith, both of men who brought and of the paralytic himself. Faith has different shades of meaning. At least we must make a difference between what it meant for people during Jesus' ministry and those who, like Paul, had tried to relate it with Jesus' cross and resurrection. The epistle of Hebrews chapter 11 refers to the faith of many people who lived before Jesus. The Hebrew chapter 11 begins with, "Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Faith in its reasoning alone would not have been of any help. What they revealed was their absolute trust in Jesus Christ. Neither the paralytic himself nor his friends could help the situation. Their faith was manifested in the extremity of their need to depend on God. Jesus recognized their faith also an inseparable element of their effort to bring the man to him.
The pain they took not come just as a result of their faith, but as a manifestation of faith itself. It was a faith that persisted. They did not let personal inconvenience stop them. It was a shared faith, not simply individualistic. Faith, as we talk about it today, should also be understood both in its personal and corporate dimensions. The church is a one another fellowship. There is an essential mutual building up involved in our life of faith. Jesus asked a confusing question: which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? If sin leads to physical sickness, then forgiveness must lead to physical healing. But that is not the case always. There are sinful, healthy people and forgiven, sick people. There was a deeply rooted notion among the Jews that sickness and sin were integrally related. Jesus did not believe that was always the case. We can see one example in St. John chapter 9, verse 3. അവിടെ ഇപ്രകാരം നമുക്ക് വായിക്കാനായിട്ട് സാധിക്കുന്നുണ്ട്. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the work of God might be displayed in him. അപ്പോൾ ഈ കുരുടനാകാനായിട്ട് കാരണം അവൻ്റെ പാപമാണോ അവൻ്റെ മാതാപിതാക്കളുടെ പാപമാണോ? എന്നാൽ കർത്താവ് കൊടുത്ത മറുപടി ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ മഹത്വം വെളിപ്പെടുവാനായിട്ടാകുന്നു എന്നുള്ളതാണ്. Yet we cannot say that in this case there was no connection between the two. In any case, the paralytic must have shared the common belief, even if there was no real connection in his own case. Jesus certainly knew that the greatest need of this man was an assurance of forgiveness, which would lead him to a positive worldview. Every person needs forgiveness of sins. The paralytic needed it too. ഈ നോയിമ്പ് കാലയളവിൽ നമ്മൾ ക്രൂശിനെ ധ്യാനിക്കുമ്പോൾ തീർച്ചയായിട്ടും ഈ ഒരു വിമോചനമാണ് നമുക്ക് അനുഭവിക്കാനായിട്ടിടയാകുന്നത്, പാപത്തിൽ നിന്നുള്ള വിമോചനം. ആ ഒരു വിമോചനം നമ്മളെ ആശ്വാസത്തിലേക്കും സൗഖ്യ അനുഭവത്തിലേക്കും നയിക്കും. ഇവിടെ കർത്താവും അതാണ് നമ്മളെ ഓർമ്മിപ്പിക്കുന്നത്. The accent at this point is more on the power of forgiveness and not on the healing as such. Jesus deals with this basic issue first, for he had the authority to forgive. He addressed it to the secret yearnings of the sufferer. At once, the scribes and Pharisees reacted. Hence the question, which is easier? And he proceeded to confirm his authority by giving a visible evidence, that of healing. Thus, the authority of Jesus to both forgive and heal was demonstrated. We live in a world where faith is most urgently needed, but it should be a shared faith, strong and active, accompanied by a deep sense of need to trust in God alone. Faith is to be lived in a community. At times, our deficiencies can be remedied by other people's faith, or their faith may help strengthen our own. Let us pray.